George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. The War on Drugs coming up here in 15 minutes. Don't forget John Heater is in studio with us at 9:15 this morning, star of Napoleon Dynamite. Now voicing the Napoleon Dynamite animated series on Fox, and he's going to visit with us in the corner this morning at 9:15. The big story is the drug bust at TCU. 17 students arrested, including 4 football players.
I think it's 18 now.
Is it 18?
Yeah.
Is that what the number is? And these students are being called drug dealers. They were dealing not only marijuana, also cocaine, X. And it does make you wonder a lot of things. Number one, the drug dealer at this level, they're making 6 figures? They're making just 40 or 50,000 a year? How much money are we talking about here that you make as a drug dealer?
Well, it depends on what level, as you said, but I don't think these guys are making 6 figures each.
They're just making several thousand a month, probably.
Right.
Doing this on the side, pretty good money. And who knows if they use or not. You could see why, hey, a couple thousand bucks a month's a lot for a college student. That's a pretty easy question to answer. Why were they doing it? And I think the other reason they were doing it, as much as this is a shock to the TCU fan that a number of football players may have been involved in this, these are just the guys who were dealing it, let alone the ones who were using it. I think they look at it as, well, what's the big deal? So many people are using it. We have a drug culture here. There's a drug culture at every school. What's the big deal? They were caught, and TCU launched a pretty big investigation along with the Fort Worth Police Department to find this. So let me ask this question. Now that you've got these dealers, do they follow the list of who they were dealing to, and then are those students dealt with? Or are they just going after the ones who were dealing it?
Boy, I don't know. According to the police spokesman yesterday, the investigation just focused on the dealers. Now, I don't know if it's a numbers thing. They may not have the manpower to go out and arrest all of those that the dealers sold to. I mean, that number may shock you. They may arrest 2/3 of the student population, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe it's just, man, we just can't do that. We don't have the manpower to do it. We don't have the jail cells.
And I guess you have to catch them holding to do anything to them. Just because they had contact with them doesn't necessarily mean that they bought and used the drugs. And TCU, it's an awful PR story for them. As I mentioned earlier, though, as much as they're going to take grief on this because they were caught, I think it's everywhere. Maybe you hold TCU to a higher standard because it's Texas Christian University, but I think it's Southern Methodist University, others that are associated with the church. I think the drug use is just as high, and I don't know if TCU has a drug problem any more than any other school. I think the only difference is administrators caught wind of it, and they wanted to do something about it.
By the way, back to whether the cops would pursue just the people who were buying and smoking pot, probably not. Isn't that just a misdemeanor? It's a much more serious offense to be dealing drugs, and so that's why they targeted the dealers. It probably wouldn't even be worth their time to go after just the kid who bought some and smokes it on a Friday night, because they slap him with a misdemeanor, and they've got bigger fish to fry, I guess.
Yeah. And we mentioned this late in the show. Dale Hansen mentioned this last night. Those who were involved in this have been separated from the university, not expelled officially yet, but separated from the university. Is that the term we're going with?
Mm-hmm.
And face possible expulsion. So there is some sort of due process here, right? They're going to make sure they're guilty before they definitely expel them and not allow them to go to school there. Because there was the thought yesterday we had on our show, Dale did a signature commentary on it last night. What about innocent until proven guilty? I guess they can still go to school eventually if they get clear to these charges. But it sounds like, due to the investigation, hand-to-hand delivery, they're not going to get out of that.
No. Sounds like you have confessions. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You had the undercover cop talking to these guys, these football players in some cases, and buying straight from these football players. No, they're not going to get out of that.
And apparently the Fort Worth Police Department in conjunction with TCU, did this investigation. There's a quote in the Star-Telegram said, the school told us up front to go after it hard, find the student dealers, and if arrests were made, make the arrest no matter what. So they're trying to bring to an end what they perceive as a drug problem there. They see, let's go after the drug dealers. But they got to go the next step, though, right? Those who are using drugs, they either got to get them to quit or quit going to TCU. If they really want to, because, okay, these guys get arrested, but there's 18 people ready to take their place. Sure. Either on campus or off campus that can supply drugs. So when the chancellor goes to Gary Patterson and says, okay, we've heard about this drug test from a couple of weeks ago. How many did test positive? If he throws back the number, let's just say for the sake of conversation, well, 60 guys, 60 of the over 100 we have in the program. Does the chancellor say, you've got to kick those guys off the team?
Man, that's a tough call for the chancellor to make, because at that university, Gary Patterson is bigger than the chancellor. And for the chancellor to kick 60 of the 100 guys off the football team means next year TCU goes 0-12.
Yeah.
And they've just poured a ton of money into that stadium and into that program, and all of the big boosters don't want to go 0-12. And I think the chancellor knows better than that. I think he knows where his bread is buttered. So I would say that there'd be about a 0% chance that the chancellor would say kick those guys off the team, despite what he said yesterday in his press conference, that TCU is no place for drugs and all of that. I would say there is no chance the chancellor would say that to Patterson.
So they're going to draw the line between dealing and using. And if you tested positive, well, we could see the best case scenario there, and you're just occasionally using, so you can still be a productive football player. I just say, for the sake of argument, if you are selling, I'm not condoning it, but let's say you're selling and not using. Is that worse than using? Is that worse than using cocaine on a daily or weekly basis?
If you're selling and not using, something about that seems worse.
Selling?
Yeah. The guy who sells child porn, who feeds that habit, you know, if he weren't there, then those guys who consume it would have a tough time. You know, I'm not saying that they couldn't go somewhere else, but just if you cut off the supply, then maybe you cut off the problem, so maybe the problem is in the supply.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's something worse about a dealer to me, sure.
But if you talk about performance, though, and how someone acts, they may act a lot differently if they're on it instead of just, this is something I make my... Again, I'm not condoning this, but I'm just saying, if you're looking at their productivity as a student or as a player, I don't know if they should be treated any worse, the dealer rather than the user. As Hanson mentioned last night, I thought I brought up a pretty good point. Someone's caught using, then they're offered help and consultation. And when they come back, it's a great comeback story. The dealer, heck, they're going to be separated from the university, treated like dirt bags. And I don't know, maybe most opinions are that they are dirt bags. There's just an interesting, it's how we distinguish between the two. And for those who use, I think they've got a wider problem there of, apparently there is wide usage here, and what are you going to do about it?
So what do you do if you're the head football coach? Gary Patterson didn't meet the media yesterday, but he released a statement and said he was shocked. Is he really shocked? Or, as a head football coach at a Division I school, do you pretty much know that a good percentage of your team is smoking pot? Or do you really think that very few, if any, are smoking pot? And if you really know, and I think probably all the coaches know, these guys aren't idiots. They know what's going on in their program. Maybe in some cases they don't know to what extent. But you can't tell me that a coach would take a lie detector, any coach, Division I, and swear up and down that he believed that nobody on his team was smoking pot. You just can't tell me that. These guys know better than that.
Yeah, well, I mean, NCAA mandates tests. They see the test results. Every program sees it every year.
So if you're a coach and you know you've got this problem, are they just kind of turning the other cheek or looking the other way, I guess it would be, and just, it's a big problem, and I can't really do anything about it, so yeah, we'll just keep administering these tests, but if our stars flunk the test, damn, we can't kick them off the team. We'll just get them help, I guess.
It's a major headache for so many administrators and coaches nationwide, and they don't know how to deal with it.
Right.
And I'm telling you, they don't deal with it until this happens, until it goes outside the university, and they have someone either arrested for possession or, in this case, for selling. That's when they address it. And I think they try to address it, you know, when they see these positive tests come back, they try to say, okay, I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm not going to put up with it. And yet they do.
Right. The problem is too big to address.
Right. It's just.
But then on the other side of the argument, there will be people who say it's not really a problem. TCU played pretty well the last few years,
didn't they?
Yeah, they
seemed to do okay. no matter what they were smoking.
With 80 of the guys, according to one of the players, with 80 of the guys smoking pot, they still win 11, 12 games every year. So there are those on the other side. Well, you guys are saying it's a big problem at every school. Is it a problem? Or is it just the way it is? Do people in all walks of life smoke pot like they would smoke a cigarette or drink a cup of coffee, and it's just how they get through the day, and it doesn't negatively affect them or impact their day? So therefore, no, it's not a problem.
I think it's definitely the way it is, and it's just a matter of where you stand, whether or not you think it's a problem. Heck, they had that study a couple of weeks ago, the smoke from marijuana, not harmful to the lungs, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. They think that
something
the
big deal?
THC does it. You know, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure why pot is illegal. I think it's just tradition. These things just get kind of grandfathered in. Same way it's tradition that alcohol is not illegal. It's just kind of our tradition.
Right.
So I don't think that we should take some huge moral stand against pot while at the same time getting blasted on beer. I guarantee you there's a lot of beer-swilling guys out there who talk about how the country would go to hell if you legalized pot.
All right, well, let's talk about that next and get the involvement of the P1. Do we continue the war on drugs, or do we just go ahead and legalize it next?
Right now, we continue our discussion about the TCU drug bust. Big story here in this area yesterday. And we arrive at the question, is there anything you can do about the war on drugs?
Yeah, do we continue it, or do, for those who've been against it, against drug use in this country, and let's take marijuana, and don't take them all as a whole, let's just take marijuana as a time to legalize it. Are we ready to end that that battlefront and just say, you know what, you can't win it, it's so widespread, we might as well start getting some tax dollars out of it, it's not going to make any difference at all who uses and who doesn't. Let's just go ahead and legalize it.
To me, it makes sense to legalize it. It's the same thing as alcohol. And for whatever reason, alcohol was grandfathered in as the drug that we could all use. We're supposed to use it responsibly, but we can use in public and you don't get in trouble, and that's that, and you can get your buzz that way. And for whatever reason, marijuana was not grandfathered in, and that's the casual drug that we are not supposed to use. And
okay,
I don't understand, because they seem very, very similar.
See, Craig against America. All right. Where do you stand on this, Gordon?
You know what? You joke about that, Giorgio, but that's exactly the way a lot of people characterize it, is that you're just against morality,
right,
if you're for legalizing drugs and you're letting the sinners win.
Right.
Just because everybody does it, we've got to make it legal. Well, no, that's not the reason you should make it legal. The reason you should make it legal is to ameliorate all the other things surrounding the drug war. You decrease the crime. You decrease the profit motive. You can't do anything about people wanting to use drugs. People are going to want to use drugs. It's the same reason we all get blasted every weekend, right? We want to take ourselves out of ourselves. And that's what we do with these drugs. But you can control some of the other elements around drug usage if you legalize it.
Yeah, and I think you're right about it. I have become much more liberal as I've gotten older. I used to make the big stand of, if you legalize drugs, you're going to end the earth. And I was raised that way. You could talk me into it now, legalizing marijuana. You really could. And I think I'll take it a step further, as we've had some religious talk recently. I'm probably going to tick a lot of people off.
There we go.
I think some people are miscast because they smoke marijuana, therefore they are just taken over by the devil. We need to quit demonizing that so much and talk a lot more about how people treat each other than how they treat themselves with what they choose to medicate themselves with. That same person that condemns that person for occasionally smoking marijuana is the same person that, yes, as Junior mentioned, will down the six pack on a Friday right. night and still have contact with his kids and maybe drive his kids to the
sure,
back from the movie on eight beers.
Driving back from the ball game. Dad has 3-4 beers
right.
in him.
But that person is smoking marijuana. That's really the problem in our society.
He has hot sports opinions about the guy that's smoking marijuana. Yeah. And the guy will always use the fig leaf of illegality. Well, that's illegal.
Yes.
Well, dude, I'm not so sure your three beers and driving the kids is right. completely legal. We have to put a breathalyzer on you to find out.
Now, because of that, that's always been my message to my kids. Because it is illegal, it's not worth getting involved in. It's just not. And I still feel that way. Now, if they legalize it, then you've got something, then, you know, you have to make your choice whether or not you want to use it or not. But, yeah, I have changed my stance on it a lot over the years because growing up, to me, it was always demonized. If you did that, wow, you're a bad person if you do it.
Well, at some point, you have to rely on someone's personal responsibility. And for the most part, the three of us have handled it with, for example, alcohol. I mean, Craig, you can legally get blasted every single night.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't.
Right.
Well, why not? It's legal. I figured since it's legal, then you wouldn't be able to handle it.
Right.
But yes, responsible people are able to handle it.
But generally, we talk about how we can't handle anything in this country, and that's why we have to have...
Yeah, there is a larger problem. We can't handle life. That's the problem.
Yeah. So would we have... It may take crime out of it as far as illegal sales, but would we have a more wheels-off society if we did legalize marijuana? Do you still have those concerns?
I'm certainly glad you asked me that. Now, this happened in Portugal, okay? They decriminalized, I think, all drugs in Portugal. And guess what happened? That was 10 years ago, by the way.
Hmm.
Drug abuse is down by half since they decriminalized it.
Really?
Yeah.
What about crime? Does it have crime stats?
I don't have that here. But you would think that it would go down. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But you would think that if drug use goes down and crimes related to drug use goes down, isn't that kind of the win-win? Or are we still wanting to take the moral stand of, no, I don't want people smoking the marijuana if they choose to?
And the other small byproduct is the country makes a little money on taxing that.
See, it's
drug
growing the government, folks. We don't want to grow the government.
Hey, it's Marv Albert.
We grow pot and the government at the same time.
But it does kind of seem like a win-win-win. So why is everybody so opposed to it? Just because we've always been opposed to it?
Right. Because we're conservatives. We want to conserve the way things are right now. Whether it makes sense or not, let's just conserve whatever we have now.
Now, I would draw a line. I would legalize marijuana, but I probably would not legalize heroin or cocaine.
I say legalize all of it.
Every bit
of it? I really
do.
Absolutely.
Even prescription drugs?
Even prescription. Well, they are legal.
Well, but I mean, you could get those without having to have a prescription?
No, I'm saying you all of this, if you want to somehow put doctors in the middle of this, that's fine with me, too.
Where you can smoke pot legally, but you have to get a... Isn't that what they have in California now?
Mm-hmm.
Legalized medicinal pot, I believe?
They do have that. But I'll even go farther that you... Farther.
Anybody can.
Further.
Whether you have a medical condition or not.
Go mm-hmm. further, yes. But it has to be... You know, a doctor has to prescribe it to you, and if he says, man, you're getting... You're smoking out 50 times a day. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing the doctor thing. I haven't thought that through. But if you want to put a middleman in there or not.
Yeah, and then the reason I guess that I would draw the line, and I don't know because I've never experimented with cocaine or heroin or some of these, but I have had a beer. And in college, I did dabble in the smoking the marijuana 3 times. Never did anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have at least experienced those. And from what I see about heroin and cocaine, that seems to be a much more dangerous path. So could you legalize pot and say it's just like beer or alcohol? And is there a difference between alcohol and marijuana and over here heroin and LSD and whatever else? I mean, is heroin much more dangerous, much more addictive? More people die from heroin use than from smoking pot, and therefore we should probably keep heroin still illegal?
You could make that argument. I mean, that's the argument of... That's the argument that... What am I trying to say here?
Are you okay?
Thursday? Yeah,
I got
Thursday.
I got a million thoughts on it. Yeah, I went to screensaver mode. But, yeah, I'm okay with that baby step. If you want to take that baby step and wade into this legalization of drugs and see if we legalize pot, what it does to the pot trade, and if it does the beneficial things of decreasing the crime surrounding it, decreasing the power of marijuana cartels, if there are such a thing, then that's good. Then we'll move on to the next drug and see how that works.
Sure.
All right, let's get some P1 feedback on this. Let's try Peter in Little Elm. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, guys. I thought the funny part was when Junior said, well, you know, if we stop the supply, the demand will go away. Well, obviously, we've tried that for 50 years, and that has worked. When you were talking about your...
Yeah, but the supply has always been there. If you could guarantee 100%... No, but I'm saying if you could guarantee 100% cut off the supply, then there would be no more demand because we'd be out of it, right?
Okay, well, on Sundays, I can't go buy alcohol, but for some reason, I seem to still want it on Sundays, even though I live in the state where it's not
available. No, I understand that, but that's because you can get it on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. What I'm saying is if there were no more alcohol on the face of the earth, then at some point, eventually, you would not crave alcohol anymore.
I don't know if you wouldn't crave it. You might just forget how joyous it was. I think in the end, you just legalize it because, you know what, look at our most violent time. It was prohibition, and that didn't work. So, and this has worked, and we spent billions and billions.
No, I'm with you. We agree because I know that you can't ever cut off the supply. I was just speaking pie in the sky hypothetically, but I realize we will never cut off the supply. That's not going to happen.
And they didn't have talk radio back then, but the conversations they were having on the street sounded just like the ones we're having right now over alcohol, didn't they?
Sure. Yeah. The same argument.
Mm-hmm.
And they banned that. They banned alcohol. Why? For religious reasons, right? I mean, it was the people who had very religious, the teetotalers and all them, they wanted to have that done.
Yeah.
And so why we still have marijuana illegal? Isn't it kind of for a religious reason?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Mike in Arlington. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I do apologize for the shake voice. I admire you guys so much. I'm kind of nervous being on with the greatness of you, so I do apologize.
It sounds like you're token, is what it sounds like.
not right now.
Not that you are a token, that you are toking. I want to make that clear.
Oh, yeah, that too. I got you, sir. To make my point, gentlemen, if we want to, like, save some money, what I've noticed is in our, like, jail system, there are more people in jail for, like, possession of marijuana under 2 ounces than people that are in there for, like, killing and murdering and things like that. Dude, if you let those people out of jail, that would save us so much money because we wouldn't have to feed those people. We wouldn't have to house them. And on top of that, it's not even that big a deal. It's other people killing people, trying to, destroy our country with terrorists. And we're worried about people who want to smoke a joint, just don't think it's right. I love you, and I'm still a listener.
Thank you, sir. All right, so let me ask about the reality of it. Will we see it in our lifetime, do you think?
Yes. Pot, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
You think we're 5-10 years away? See, I think we're getting pretty close to it.
More states
are bringing it up.
Yeah. California was very close to legalizing it across the board statewide in this last election.
Apparently it was legal in the World Series a couple of years ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's going to be difficult, though, when it gets to that national forum, when people got a posture on the issue as opposed to do something about it. When people are posturing, the country loves to hear things that don't square with our behavior. And we love to hear a politician get up there and say, I know a lot of people are talking about how America just needs to legalize pot. Well, I'm going to have the courage to stand up for what's right. We should not legalize marijuana, and I'm not afraid to say so.
Remember how
it doesn't matter the content of his words, they just sound so good.
As he goes off stage and then slams a little shot of whiskey.
Yeah, he'll do some whiskey
nerves.
Remember when you guys were in San Francisco, everyone in that city virtually thought it was going to pass.
Yeah.
And it did not.
Right. But it's close too, you know.
It's getting close.
Another few elections and it will pass.
It's just when it comes down to it, people still like to vote for country biscuits. No matter what the issue is, it's just vote country biscuits.
And it's
down home and
what's
mama.
Funny is if it were flipped, if we had legalized pot in the 20s and kept alcohol illegal until today, we'd have the same people making the same stance, anti-alcohol, that it's going to be the ruin of this country, and then they would go off stage after their big stance, and they would light up a joint.
Right. It's all fear and slippery slope. That's what we. That's what we're concerned with. You do this, and next thing you know, it's like what people do with gay marriage. If you let the gays marry, why can't you just marry an animal? Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the, No, I just want to go to the extreme.
Let's go one more. Cy in Dallas, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I disagree with Junior. He keeps comparing alcohol to marijuana, and there is no comparison. That attorney that crashed that Porsche back around, what, Christmas or whenever it was, he wasn't smoking pot. There was a story, and I mean, well, the papers are filled with it every day. There's a story about 15 or 20 years ago, two brothers in Fort Worth were drinking, got in an argument over what record they were going to play, and one of them killed the other one.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, Cy, and I probably am.
People, when you smoke pot, you don't drive 100 miles an hour the wrong way on 183.
Right.
Yeah, you sit on your couch.
Right.
Yeah, you sit home and listen to music, or if you do go somewhere, you drive like a normal human being. I mean, alcohol throws everything out of whack.
I stand corrected. You really do never hear of people committing crimes after they've smoked pot.
Yeah. Right.
But you hear people. Like, oh, I thought I hung up on you, son.
Yeah. That's my point. We're going to hang up on you now, you idiot.
For some reason you can't.
What does it feel like now?
No, he made a great point. And yeah, if you did look at it rationally, marijuana is probably the lesser of the two evils.
Mm-hmm. But we don't want to hear that because
but we don't see that
because
and,
see, that's exactly right. George is right. We've woven alcohol into the fabric of our nation. It's football and good old times with dad and now after hunting, and it's just all that.
Mm-hmm. So it gets legalized. You're going to have to advertise for it, right?
Sure.
Who has the best weed?
Who has the best chronic?
Mark, that just seems bizarre.
It does
seem
bizarre.
And that's why I think the more I think we're getting closer to it, the more I think, no, there's always going to be some goal line stand that keeps it out of the end zone.
Well, maybe
for as long as we're alive.
Well, maybe it'll be like liquor in that you can't advertise it on television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something like that to make it more palatable.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fascinating topic, and we will continue to follow it for you here on The Ticket.
Always a hollow wrap-up.